Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name is Simone and I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, how did my drinking affect other people? Well, the answer I've got for that for you is that it did affect other people. In fact, it affected many other people. And at first started doing so when I was actually quite young, in my mid-teens, and I went to a party that I was not supposed to go to and got very drunk, blackout drunk, and became quite ill. And my sister, who was also at the party, was really concerned and worried about me, and there were quite a few people there worried about me. And I came through that, but I really had no consideration at all for anybody, any friends, my sister, or anything. My only concern was myself, and to be honest with you, that was the modus operandi with my alcoholism for the entirety of it. And I found out in sobriety when I first got sober that my parents had probably been the most affected in relation to worrying about whether I was going to live or die. My mother often didn't know where I was for periods of days. I mean, at this point, I'm talking about probably my late teens and early 20s. I often didn't come back at times. I said that I would, didn't come back at all. I'd be away for days. And when I got sober, both of my parents were so relieved that I was in AA, that they cried and hugged me and told me that they were just so relieved that I'd found help. But in relation to affecting other people with drinking, when it came to my personal relationships, I lost several relationships because of my drinking. In particular, I had a partner for over 4 years, and he would tell me many times that my drinking was affecting him negatively and that I changed, and I just never took it on board, not once. In fact, after 4 years, when I revealed to him that I felt the reason I drank was because I was from an alcoholic family and my father was an alcoholic and I had some issues, and I probably drank because of the issues, but if I sorted out the issues, I probably wouldn't drink, which I've found out through going through the steps and some self-examination that that's an incredibly alcoholic justification and thing to say and way of thinking. But my partner at the time actually confronted me and said, "No, you're the alcoholic and it's affecting me." And I kicked him out, and a week later he was just gone from my life. I'd written him off. My workplace, in my mid to late 20s, my boss confronted me and said she believed I was an alcoholic. I caused so many days off. I worked in a place that had unlimited sick days off, and I got called in because I was abusing the unlimited sick days off through my alcoholism. The list just goes on and on and on. But I think what's really important for me to say is, whilst the list does go on and on and on, these are just the people that I know. These are just the people that I've recalled and examined through the process of going through the steps. How many people I have actually affected that I'm not aware of, that I've affected in my blackouts, it's got to be countless. It really does. And that's something that I need to always be aware and remember. So I wish you the best of luck in your sobriety journey. And I'm so grateful to AA, God, and all of the people that have helped me through this process to be sober. Blessings to you. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.